Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all time and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is M106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. So do we have any of those stations who would like to join us? Please call now. Okay, this is KC2YXN. I am now listening for Echo Link stations. Are there any stations this evening who would like to join us who are on Echo Link? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echo Link, and I believe...
All right, Kevin, I missed that you dropped out of the transmission. Are there other people also on Echo Link? All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, and how are you today?
All right, Kathy, I'm not sure what's going on here. I think this Echolink is possessed or something tonight. 82FPM out here with Echolink playing an April Fool's joke on us or something here. Yeah, got 52 degrees outside, some clouds overhead, had a high of 67 today, and about 3/10 of an inch of rain. Started to work on my Jeep modification project and ran into trouble with it, so... Yeah, I only got my latches in place, so I wasn't able to get the light bar on, and then also I couldn't get my antenna relocated. I will be in Boonville tomorrow, so keep an ear for me. KD2FPM 73, back to net control.
All righty, Kevin. Thanks for joining us this evening, and the Echo Link is playing a practical joke on us. Well, Greg, you had some warm temperatures today. Very good. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
All right, we have George and John. Any other stations out there? Alrighty, George. Well, how are things with you today? We've had a couple of dreary days here. Was hoping we'd have some more sun, but how are things in your area of the woods?
Well, just a minute. Turn the source. Okay, there we go. I turned the audio off on the computer, otherwise it would hum like crazy there. Here we got a temperature of 42 degrees. Temperature range today was 42 to 61. And we had a little bit of rain on and off there, so we had some rain. And He had some sunshine later in the afternoon, which did finally charge the batteries up on the solar, which I was glad of. Go up and see Mother tomorrow. Glad Social Security was early this month. Because the third is on, course is on Sunday. So nothing too much else. We'll say God bless. 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us this evening. And I just have a quick question for you. How long does it take to charge your batteries, time-wise?
It's all a function of how bright the sun is and how long it stays out. That's the main thing. It can be done in a half hour, and other times it might not even be done all day.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a good day, good weekend. And we're up to WA2U.
Okay, WA2U, good evening to you, George, and Kevin James, and anyone else that might be out there listening. And let's see, number of things. Yes, it's getting a lot warmer. And let's see, getting ready for the weekend, getting ready for tomorrow. We spent a lot of time copying CDs, so we had quite a whole load of those come in the other day, so I think we have about, I don't know, we got probably 20, 22 or 24 CDs that we can select from, but we obviously won't listen to them all in one evening. But they're all copied and trying to alphabetize the stuff that's been copied now for camp. And let's see what else. It's hard to believe that we're already into April already. So, boy, March just seemed to have flown right by. Anyways, well, what's going on? Amateur radio, nothing special with the, I know of as far as Hamfest coming up this weekend, but although we will get into that, and I have some information I may share a little bit later. We'll see if we how many additional check-ins we get here. So, just throw out there that anyone interested, George, you mentioned computers, the Kim Commando computer show is on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on WIBX at 950 on the AM radio dial. Some people may want to tune into that. It has a lot to do with computers and some tech talk about new gadgets and gizmos. Kind of interesting. It's been around for years. It starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So. Back over to NET, and maybe we'll have some additional people joining us. WATU, back to NET.
Okay, John, well, thank you very much. We have 37 degrees here. For some reason, we're always cooler than everybody else. I can't quite figure that out. We're not the highest point in the area, nor the lowest, but we're always the chilliest. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service NET. Looking for further check-ins.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
Alrighty, Jeff. Great to hear you in this evening. So I never can guess your location. You're home, you're at camp, you're driving somewhere, but always leaves us guessing.
Good evening, Kathy. We're up here at camp, and almost forgot about the net. We're up here. I was getting all the pipes in here for the new water heater that I brought up for the. Well, we brought in one of the new water heaters for the kitchen, and then well, actually, it was the water heater from the old shower that I brought into the kitchen. So I had to buy a water heater to replace the one that came out of the shower. So just getting all the. The tubes and pipes and batteries and everything plugged into that thing, and we're going to hook that up tomorrow. I'm up here at camp with my son and Zach, and we're going to go for a hike tomorrow up to Twin Lakes. That's the plan, through the raindrops, and I got thinking that I would want a nice hot bath after a long day of hiking. So we filled up the tank, we pumped out a bunch of water from the river, about 400 gallons into the tank, and we're ready to go here tomorrow, I hope. Once you get everything hooked up and tested, it hasn't been run since our last fall, so let's see how it goes. And So we got our packs all packed up and ready to go, and pretty much just got to wake up in the morning, grab some breakfast, and head up to the trailhead, which is about, well, it's about 3 or 4 miles up the road. We're going to drive up to there and then start at the trailhead out. It's about 3.2 miles, I think it said, to the lake, and we're going to bring our fishing poles and some worms because it's kind of cold this year, this time of year. And I'm going to throw some worms out and see if we can't stir up any of them quiet fish there. I've never had much luck with any other kind of lures or flies or anything this time of year. So we're going to throw some worms in and see what we can get. Other than that, now to report, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, thanks for telling me about all your worms. I just finished dinner, so I just have a question. What is the square footage of your yurt?
Well, it's a 30-foot diameter yurt, so it's 709 square feet, and I figured it out once with the help of Pi, KD2AIT.
I'm sure that was strawberry rhubarb. Very good. That's very interesting. I try to picture it, you know. So, great. Well, enjoy your hike with your son, and enjoy that. Okay, this is KC2YXN. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for us this evening? Please call now.
KC2WI Mobile.
Alrighty, we got Pete on mobile. Go ahead.
Alright, I'm gonna stop right here because as I go down the hill in the Glenfield, I'm probably gonna get worse. Into the repeater. KC2WI, just coming back from town. I went up to the hospital to get on the radio, get into the fine repeater, do the digital net. No digital net. I talked to KB3EFS for a while, but I guess my alternative would have been a better thing to do, which is go and get a little firewood that I could pick up just as basically a, you know, part of a tree. And it would have taken me all of 10, 15 minutes maybe to just cut it up big, you know, small enough to throw on my trailer, but I said I don't have time to do that and get up by 7, and so that turns out it was not too productive. And I don't know, Jeff, if you saw the news, and I don't think this was an April Fool's joke because I don't think it was today, it was yesterday, that Microsoft is adding the bash command, shell to Windows. I guess the story is they want to attract, developers. So I didn't fully check it out, but it looked like a legitimate thing, and I don't know if you saw that or not. KC2WI.
Any comments from you, Jeff, on that? Okay, well, Jeff must be, maybe he's still in his bathtub. So, well, that's interesting, Pete. That's pretty neat. I don't really know that much about computers other than to use it a little bit. We do run Windows. We have Windows 9, no, 8, 7? We have Windows 7, but I don't really want to go any farther with it. I don't want to use a touch screen and all of that stuff, so we're happy with what we have right now. Alrighty, anything else for us this evening, Jeff?
KD2AIT, sorry about that. I stepped out to grab a couple pieces of firewood. What was the question?
Pete, can you tell us again what you just said about Windows?
Yeah, okay. Well, what I said was I saw an item, I think it was of a Facebook, but I think it was some PC magazine, you know, went to their site, so I assume it's with it. And I hadn't read this before. It says Microsoft's gonna provide a bash for Windows in hopes of attracting developers, and so you can do all your Linux command line stuff on Windows files You know, and of course the disclaimer is it may not all work perfectly and we're working out the bugs, but supposedly to get developers to work on Windows, even if they're developing, you know, other stuff, I guess, I don't know. KC2WI.
Roger, I saw that today. It was there was a lot of stuff like that today, and it was an April Fool's joke. KD2AIT.
Oh, wow. Oh, well. Well, there dashes our hopes for doing anything different with Windows. Oh, well, Pete, did you hear that?
But it was, must have been an April Fool's joke published by PC Magazine. It was back from PC, I don't know, one of those. You know, it wasn't just the off-the-wall post on Facebook. It went right to the magazine site. So I, you know, you never know what wackiness Microsoft will come up with. But, you know, I guess you could. You could make all those commands or a lot of those commands work. You know, it's just another shell, so I don't. But yeah, a lot of things. Some of which you read about three lines, and then you realize that it's an April Fool's joke. But this wasn't today, so they were early if they did it. I'm pretty sure I saw this yesterday. Anyway, I guess they just got to jump on it.
Okay. Do we have any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
KC2NBU.
WATU with info.
Okay, Ray. Glad you joined us this evening. You're in under the wire here. So how are you doing?
I'm still out in the shop working. And doing an inspection. I had got 41 degrees up on the hill. Working on an air compressor, and I took the blower motor out of the furnace today to replace the thermal cutout, put it all back together, and it didn't work. And come to find there's nothing wrong with the repair I did. It's just that the start winding circuit switch had worn out to the point where if the motor wasn't really, 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 really tight, it would never go out of start, or into start, so it would just blow the fuse. So here I thought I was fixing it, and I ended up breaking it. Over.
Oh my goodness, well, that's the mechanical stuff for you. You know, once you get into something, it sometimes it becomes a monster. So, is it beyond hope, or can you do any more work with it?
Well, it's something that would have gone in a matter of a week anyway. It's just having the motor apart and getting things out of alignment made the problem show up quicker. But no, it's all fixed. With the help of a little epoxy from Hughes Hardware, I built the switch up to original specs and put some lubrication on the plate. Hopefully we'll get another 10 years out of it.
Excellent. Well, that's good. That's a cheap fix. Except for your time, of course, but that's no expensive parts. Well, excellent. Anything else for us this evening, Ray?
Oh, I stopped. I went through the Burger King drive-thru this morning for breakfast, and the girl noticed the car that I was driving had a price on it. She says, "Oh, so that's for sale?" And I says, "Yes." I says, "It gets 999 miles to the gallon," which is written right on the side. And she goes, "Oh, that's pretty good for a car that size." And she thinks about it for a second. She goes, "No, wait a second. Is that an April Fool's joke?" And I'm going, "No, it's a hybrid, and it'll go over 20 miles on electric, and so on the short trips, I averaged 999 miles to the gallon. But she thought for sure it was an April Fool's joke.
That's why she's working at Burger King. Oh, wow. That's really, really neat. Okay. We'll keep going along here. Thanks, Ray, for joining us. And we had a comment, I believe, from WA2U.
Okay, WA2U. Well, this is in the tech talk category, I guess. Try to present something every once in a while of other notes, news, or nonsense, I guess, but had a things of that nature. I purchased a Eton, that's Echo Tango Oscar November, little power device. It's a 3x5, it's about the size of a 3x5 card, and it's probably the dimensions a little bit close to, you know, dimensions and 3/4 inch thick. And it's in a nice steel case, and it has two USB plugs, two outputs on the one end of it, and I guess it's the, I've still got to get straight on the, there's a mini USB, and then there's the USB with the prongs, and that's what this has, similar to what you use on your cell phone. But anyways, you can charge this off on another USB device. And what's kind of neat is this thing has LEDs on it, so you can tell when it's charged, but it has the capacity of 8.4 amps. So there's a lot of amperage in this little steel box, but it's kind of neat. You can take a cable from this and it fits into our docking station for our MERS radios. I just noticed that you can charge the Motorola handhelds or anything. A lot of devices now have gone from the traditional wall board. We've got a shortwave radio that runs on a mini USB, and that's how you charge the internal battery and things. But it's the model Bravo Oscar Bravo 08400. Again, interesting enough, Bravo Oscar Bravo 08400. And it'll put out, I think on one plug, if you use one plug on it, 2.1 amps. 2.1, I believe, and if you, of course, you can plug two things in it and you split off it. But it's in a steel housing, so if you drop it, it's pretty safe. In fact, they have a little kind of very, very well put together, but it's neat to fit in your pocket. So if you need something to charge a phone or run something, you've got 8.4 amps in it. So that's it for the evening as far as gadgets and gizmos. I'm trying to find different things that are pertinent that we can share with each other, or something that's related to ham radio or communications in general. So bought this a little while ago and seem to be very, very pleased with it. And you charge it with your traditional USB type chargers that you can buy, you know, from various stores and places that you plug in the wall and have the flip up little terminals on it. WA2, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, another good thing about this battery is, too, a lot of times with a battery, when it needs charging, you get a red light, and when it's fully charged, you get a green light. But this particular battery has a display with a series of dots, kind of like bars on a phone. So when it's fully charged, instead of just red or green, you get a little series of dots, and when all the dots are in line, you know you're all charged. So I thought that was a really cool feature.
That's really great if you're colorblind like me. That red and green, boy, that annoys me. I always wish they would just make it blink while it's charging and solid when it's not charging. Because when you're colorblind, they both look the same. I have to use a little app on my phone that uses the camera to tell me what color anything is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But John has a thing, too, a little device that tells you what color things are. So that's a pretty handy thing. He could be fashionable in picking out color shirts. All right, any comments about that or a late check-in and queries, please call now. All right, before I close the net for the evening, I'll give a Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. Why is Christmas just like a day at the office? You do all the work, and a fat guy with the suit gets all the credit. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, and I would like to thank all who checked in this evening. We had Kevin, George, John, Jack, Pete, and Ray. And all you scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there. One of these days you're going to have to check in. So everybody have a wonderful weekend. We're going to turn the repeater back to regular amateur youth. Have a safe and good weekend. Stay warm. This is KC2YXN Clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully I will catch some of you guys in the air as I will be up in the Boonville area mobile tomorrow. Until then, 73 KD2FPM is clear. Is the repeater in use? This is KD2HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit "this is," and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign and the word "traffic" if you have any. Net control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherbourne, New York. Stations wishing to check into Oct-10, come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, up near Wildville. Good evening. No traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Alpha India Tango, KD2 AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Alrighty, I acknowledge the check-ins of N2PFM, KD2AIT, and KC2NBU. And I think I'm actually using technology one of those stations is providing to me. Coming at you guys right via Echolink. He said nobody noticed. Anyway, thank you all for your check-in. This is Oct-10. All stations are welcome. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct-10. All stations are welcome to check in with or without traffic. And I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. And with nothing further heard, this concludes this satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to thank all the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This is KB2HKB. I'll be clear. 73L.
KC2MBU, KD2AIT.
82 AIT.